You know, some weekends it's just too cold to leave the house. This is not one of those weekends. It's the Social Club podcast. And this is Social Club for the weekend of January 9th, 2015. I'm Josh Rawlerson, Morning Edition host on 90.5 WESA, and here with your weekly rundown of awesome weekend activities in Pittsburgh. Here she is, the Empress of Entertainment, the Doyenne of Diversion, the Liege of Leisure, Field Marshal of Fun, Yo Pittsburgh's Rachel Carlson.
That was amazing. I love alliteration.
Did you like that?
I love alliteration.
I got more. You want to hear it?
Okay. You really have like, a whole list?
I went nuts.
Okay.
All right, here they go.
Indulge me.
Professor of Parties.
Oh, my God.
Guru of Gatherings. That's kind of redundant.
Okay.
Marquess of Merriment. Baroness of Beverages.
Ooh.
Viceroy of Vittles. That's spelled V-I-C-T-U-A-L.
Okay.
Sultan of Snacks.
I like that. Yeah.
I kind of ran out after that.
I like the professor of parties.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I remember
it's a hard job to get. Well, tenure system is a bitch.
That's very true, but I got through.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I kind of want to add it to my signature.
You should.
I remember.
You should put that on your business card.
I know. I should. Next time around.
That's an official title.
Professor.
I declare it so. Happy New Year. How was your New Year?
Yeah, it was good. Of what I remember, it was really good.
Sounds like it was good.
We went to Bar 11.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun.
And you were there with a huge number of people?
Yes, a huge number of people. It gets a little fuzzy towards the end of the evening.
So you guys wrecked the joint, basically.
We did not wreck the joint. There was a picture of evidence that I have that my husband took that has me with a bottle, because they give out a bottle of champagne at midnight, and a bottle of champagne in one hand.
Oh, a picture. I thought you said a picture of evidence, which is really... I don't know. It has an unsavory connotation.
Oh, yeah, no. No. Sorry. I don't want
some
that.
Kind of fluid. I'm sorry.
Image.
Okay. A picture of you toward the end of the evening.
A picture of me with the bottle of champagne because they give that out at midnight. So it must have been right before midnight. And then two glasses that I was like grasping of whatever alcoholic beverages. And I'm just like cheesing from ear to ear. And I don't remember that picture being taken.
This ended up online, though, I assume.
I thought about posting it, but I was like, you know, I don't want to brag about those kind of incidences. So we'll just keep it to the podcast.
It is
community.
Pertinent to your work.
Were you also clutching bottles of alcohol?
I don't think I'm posing
cheating?
with any beverages, but I'm sure there are pictures of me that would be embarrassing to me in a congressional confirmation hearing if it ever came to that. But,
so,
you know, okay. Fully clothed, just maybe a little bit unsteady looking.
Would these pictures show up online if you were running for office?
Yeah.
And would your career be done?
Well, you see, the beauty is my career would never get that far.
Oh, no.
Like on the list of politically embarrassing incidents in my past, it's pretty low.
Well, I think we still need to find these.
Because as we established, I'm an old, boring man. And
oh, my gosh.
It was a tame New Year's, although.
You'll be the...
By my standards.
Senator of...
Oh, boy.
Spirits.
There you go. That was pretty good.
I know.
Just right off the cuff.
I know.
See, I've been like sitting here thinking of these for the last hour.
Oh, I was going to say like the last couple days.
Not quite.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have to forge on. We're into 2015. And I don't know about you. My plans were just kind of to stay inside and just try to stay warm.
Hibernate.
Not freeze to death.
I know. I looked at my – oh, wait. I was going to say odometer. I looked at – oh, well, the odometer region of my car, and it said 16 degrees.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse.
Shh.
But if you insist on leaving the house, there are some things that you can do.
You should leave the house. There's a lot of great things going on. So first up, we have the Pittsburgh Public Theater is presenting Second City, which is one of my favorite groups to see. It fosters a lot of SNL performers, which you know I love. And they're actually doing a salute to Pittsburgh with the Second City Annette.
Oh, cool.
They're going to make fun of pretty much.
Pandering to Yinzer culture.
I know. Well, pretty much in the description it says the dubbing it America's Ugliest Accent will be pretty much making fun of Yinzer Nation, but in a lighthearted, jovial way. So that's at the Pittsburgh Public Theater.
That's a good way to scope out people who are going to be really famous in about 10 years. Like, you go to the show, you're probably going to spot one of those people down the road.
Well, that's right? – I have a story. I wish I would have seen this, but my friend said that he saw Jason Sudeikis tour here for Second City, and they, like, hung out, which makes me super jealous because I love him. But, yeah, so you can definitely see some great talent, get a little laughing, sit in a warm, non-snowy theater – $30 to $55.
You had me at sit.
Yeah. Yeah. What about laugh?
Yeah, that works. You laugh? I'm into that.
Well, I also have another one that's going to really get you off the couch, Josh.
All right. It is
the Brew and Chew.
I'm in.
Okay. I know. Brew. I started a brew. Mm-hmm. So this is – now, you have to understand that this is in Monroeville, but they do shuttles, which is awesome. So find out about the shuttles. Brew and Chew is at the new convention center in Monroeville. It's a really nice place. I actually went last year. And what I like about this, because, you know, the brew events are kind of a dime a dozen mm-hmm. with the city of Pittsburgh these days. Mm-hmm. But what I like about this is for some reason, a lot of the reps are there. And a lot of the reps are willing to talk to you.
Okay.
And so it's in a controlled environment where it's pretty casual and they're educating people as well as serving up brew. Obviously, you're going to get some great brews, but you're also going to get food too, which I think is good for, you know.
And we've discussed the importance of having a full tank.
Yes.
You're going to be drinking a lot of beer.
Yes. And there was a lot of really great places there last year, local places. I think I discovered Hot Farm there last year, I believe. But, yeah, it's just a really, really fun event and two sessions. So you can get your tickets to either session and head out to Monroeville on Saturday.
Cool. Are you going?
I'm going.
I'm going to be
at the second session.
Bring us back a report next week.
I will. Or you could just go, Josh.
Or that.
Oh, Josh.
I might go.
It's the early – you can go to the earlier session. It starts at 1.
Yeah, it's not hard for me to get to Monroeville.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. You should go.
All right. I'm considering it.
Okay. That means no. So the other thing we have this weekend, which this is a shameless plug, but my marketing assistant planned a Get Fit at Stout Training.
Okay.
So this is a Yelp function on Sunday, and I'm a little nervous, but obviously in January people tend to – get the fitness focus in.
For about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is your 15 minutes of fame stout training. Do you know what stout training is? Mm-hmm. It's the kettlebell.
Is it where you drink stout?
I know. That's another one.
That.
I love that one. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This is the kettlebell.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I'm a little nervous, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. This is a free event. All Yelp events are free, which is fantastic. And it's from 11 to 1 on Sunday, and you just go to yelp.com to RSVP.
All right.
And then the big one that we have is Pittsburgh Restaurant Week. So this is actually starting on Monday, and it goes to the next Sunday. But the important thing is you want to get your reservations in, so that's why I'm talking about it now. Restaurant Week is a really, really great opportunity to either check out a new restaurant that you may never have gone to before, or check out a place that maybe you haven't been to in a while, or a place that you love because you get usually three courses, if not more, which is probably my favorite part of it.
Yeah. Have you got any place that you got your eye on?
So I have my eye on surprise. So the one place I really like is Lola Bistro, and that's in the north side. It's a BYOB place. It's super cute. I had the best. I was thinking of someone tweeted me the other day and asked me what the best dishes of 2015 or zooming forward, 2014 were. And I looked through all my reviews, and it was this noodle bowl from there. And it sounds plain, but it was far from that. It was delicious. And it's such a cute little place. And the owners are very, very nice. And it's a great place to go. And plus, it's BYOB. So you really can't go wrong with bringing a bottle. So you can go there. I thought Sonoma had a good, a good listing. I think my eyes went straight to the dessert on that one. But there's a lot of really great places. And they do a 2015 special. So some of the places will offer three courses or certain things for 2015. Like Grit and Grace is offering the small, wait, now I can't think of the name. Grit and Grace is...
Tapas? Dim sum?
Dim sum. Oh my gosh. Okay. Dim sum. Grit and Grace is offering dim sum for buy four, get one free for 2015. So a lot of great places.
That's a pretty good deal.
I know. Have you been to Grit and Grace?
No.
It's really good.
Rachel, I'm bummed because my favorite neighborhood restaurant is leaving Greenfield.
What?
It's, do you know... okay, and I'm going to mispronounce it because I've heard like four different variant pronunciations.
I know what you're going to say.
Schmitz, possibly?
I thought Deli? Schmitz.
Schmitz?
There's a Z in
we'll
there.
We'll go with
though.
That. Yeah, it's a weird
Eastern European spelling. It.
Anyway, awesome pierogies, awesome sandwiches. Like the guy went and studied, you know, authentic New York deli craft and learned to cure the meats and bake the bread and everything. And it's awesome. And it was one of the first places I discovered when I moved to Greenfield. And every time people come to visit me, I take them there. And just heard that they're shutting down their Greenfield location. But the good news is they're moving in downtown.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they'll get a more exposure and, you know, bigger audience, customer base, whatever. But I'm sad because I'll have to, like, go downtown now to get their pierogies.
And they are very highly rated on Yelp. I read about them all the time. I haven't been. I need to go. Because they have a Thanksgiving pierogi. It's like cranberry.
Yeah.
And
turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy.
I thought there was, like, cranberry all these, in there. Was it? Did you have
it? Maybe. Yeah, I didn't have it this year, so maybe they changed it. But, yeah, they've always got, like, this rotating stock of weird experimental fusion pierogies. There's like a buffalo chicken one that I like. They do these dessert ones. There's like an apple pie thing, and there's like a chocolate and peanut butter thing.
You have me at dessert.
That one's a little. I don't know about that one. But
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is a new place, and the name is escaping me. I discovered it on Instagram, and have to actually check it out on Yelp too, but there's a new like coffee-ish type place. I thought
yes.
In Greenfield. What is it called?
It's called Staghorn.
Yes.
And it replaced another sort of attempt at a coffee shop that was in the same location.
Have you been there?
I haven't been in yet. My wife likes it. I've heard from people around the neighborhood that it's good, and so we're hoping it'll stay. Greenfield kind of has trouble making things stick sometime, but
I'm
told the coffee's good, and it looks like a nice atmosphere from outside.
And there's also Huff's.
Huff's is awesome, yeah. So that's our little business district.
And then that's it.
On Greenfield Avenue, and then like Murray Avenue, there's some more stuff, but nothing particularly of note, I guess.
I know.
Nothing against any of those businesses, but
I think with the neighborhood, because I'm in Dormont, and when our coffee shop left, I was devastated.
It's a drag.
So I totally understand. But there's two Thai places now.
Hey, not bad.
One that serves alcohol now, so that's pretty fun.
Good for you,
I'm
Dormont.
I'm pretty pumped. I know. Good for us.
Right.
Oh, and a sandwich shop. But yeah, lots of food on the horizon for 2015.
I'm so hungry right now.
I know, me too. I didn't know.
We better wrap this thing up.
Okay, so lots of food, lots of drinking, a little working out for the new year. But we've got a good roundup so far. I'm feeling good about 2015. How are you feeling?
So far, so good.
Okay, great.
All right, well, I'll check in with you next week.
I will be here.
Rachel, thanks again.
Of course, I'm not leaving, actually.
Please don't.
Okay.
And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us for Social Club. We'll have another fresh download next week with a roundup of all the fun things to do in Pittsburgh. Courtesy of Rachel Carlson on Twitter at Yelp Pittsburgh. My name is Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA Josh. You can find details on all the things we talked about today on the show notes at our website, WESA.FM. Of course, these items and many others are covered in ample detail on Yelp.com, where you can always find some ideas for fun things to do on a weekend or a weekday or whenever. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.